Today's Leading Women episode 652 with the wonderful Kathy Brown.
Women all over the world, get ready for inspiring and empowering interviews from women at the top of their field who are kicking butt in their business and who are prepared to share shocking revelations from being in the limelight. You are now listening to Today's Leading Women with Marie Grace Berg.
Podcast your passion. Yes. Did you know you can podcast your passion, make a difference, and make money talking about what you love talking about? That's how I get to do what I'm doing, talking to wonderful women every day here at Today's Leading Women. Want to learn how I did? Go to podcastyourpassion.com. That's www.podcastyourpassion.com. Yes, women of the world, let's get started. I am delighted to introduce you our amazing guest for today, Kathy Alice Brown. Kathy Alice Brown is a search engine optimization consultant, blogger, and web enthusiast. Kathy has worked with top brands to get more traffic to their websites. Now she is bringing their expertise to entrepreneurs and helping them discover their online lead genius. As a consultant for a digital marketing agency, Kathy has worked with top brands to get more traffic to their websites. Kathy believes that one size fits all online marketing does not always work, so her 90-day done-for-you program is customized for each business owner so their websites can finally get the web traffic and leads it deserves. For a limited number of listeners on this podcast, Kathy will happily review your website in a complimentary session by visiting www.yoursuccessfulwebsite.com/free review. Again, that link is www.yoursuccessfulwebsite.com/free review. Women of the world, Miss Kathy Alice Brown. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm honored to be here.
I am delighted to have you in the show, and I'm sure our listeners are as well. So, Kathy, I really love what you are doing with your business, and I love the free giveaway that you're giving our listeners, giving them an hour of your time to review their website. This is such a great benefit to our listeners. You are a success in your own right. You put in the effort, you know, the sweat equity, the knowledge, and experience to build a special business you call your own. As a result of that, our listeners really want to get to know you, and I want to provide that conduit, you know, that bridge between you and our listeners. So here are some cool questions that we can talk about. Feel free to comment anytime about them, but these are just general questions I have in mind. Okay. So let's start with your business. You know, there might be people out there who want to start one and have no clue how to go about it. Can you tell us more about your business and the idea behind that niche?
Yes, I can. Well, I have a technology background, and I jumped into the marketing world about 5 years ago, and I worked with an agency as an SEO consultant, which of course is search engine optimization, and really it gave me I went from corporate to an agency model. And so there I became more client-facing, working directly with clients. So for me, it was a nice bridge from being kind of the engineering manager in the corporate world to being more client-facing and giving me that skill set and the confidence to learn how to manage clients and just, you know, learn how to interact with them and get them what they want. So the inspiration for my business is about is the SEO landscape is evolving so quickly. I mean, it used to be that you just thought of SEO as this tactical thing that was sort of by itself and you did these things and the site would rank better. But really, given a lot of the changes that Google has brought to the landscape, it's a much more holistic discipline. And what I was seeing with some of my enterprise clients that I was working with through the agency was that they would come to us, oh, we want SEO, but they really weren't focusing on some of the business fundamentals that they needed to look at first, like such as, well, what is the message? What are you trying? What are the pain points and problems you're trying to solve for your, you know, your customers? And by the way, for anybody out there who's an entrepreneur or wants to be one, you know, that's what you really need to focus on, is what exactly is the pain point or the problem you're trying to address? Because if you solve a problem, then that's going to really help your business, especially if you can articulate that solution that you provide very clearly. So yeah, as you enter your intro, you had mentioned, you know, I believe that it's not one size fit all. And as I work with these entrepreneurial clients, small business owners, sometimes mid-business owners, you know, we really start at the beginning, which is, what are the problems you're trying to solve? And how do you stack up against your competitors? Because sometimes if you're a small guy, going head to head with the against the big guys is not really necessarily a recipe for success. So it's really about, you know, how can you find the niche that you can comfortably compete against online? And what are the online marketing tactics that would serve you? Because SEO is just one tactic. It could be Facebook advertising. It could be joint ventures. So that's, you know, I really wanted to come to my clients with a variety of tools and not just be this one solution that may or may not work for them.
I love what I'm hearing about your business. I love your story. So you are one of the much needed women in tech, especially nowadays, we really need more women in tech. I love that you have this background and you capitalize that by working with tech brands as an SEO consultant. Now you're working directly with clients. Love the inspiration you shared, because I agree with you. Yeah, there is so much out there. There's so much into just not just SEO, to be able to achieve that web presence. If you want to achieve, get that traffic or those leads to get your business known, you really have to focus on the message and the pain points that you're solving, because more often that's what people are searching. They're going to the web to search for specific things. You have to be able to be unique and be able to target those people that are really looking for what it is that you're offering. So I love that you iterated that one, because that's so important, especially for our listeners who are just starting out, or even those who are already in business but not getting the result that they want, especially with their web presence. So love that you have this expertise out there. Great. Now let's talk about how you prepared for success that turned this idea or that turned this inspiration into a reality. Can you share our listeners what are some of your personality traits or your top three personal qualities that help you become a successful entrepreneur that our listeners can learn from?
Oh boy, that's a good question. I think confidence that I have a service that people want. I think confidence is important for if you're starting your own business. You have to have faith. You have to be one of those people that you're dreaming of a future rather than looking at the past and kind of worrying about, oh, I don't have exactly what it takes. You have to just have that confidence in yourself that, you know, if you're presented with an opportunity, you just either have it within you to step up to that challenge, or you can reach out to your community and find the resources to help you out. So I think that. I also think communication is important, and maybe that's just my bias just because of what I do. But you need to be able to articulate, you don't have to be perfect. I'm sure I could use more help in my communication skills. But you need to be able to communicate and have a message that people want to hear. And we talked about the pain points, and that's a big part of it. But yeah, if you're not willing to get out there and talk to people, do interviews like we're doing right now, and just be willing to be seen and heard, you know, that's going to be tough if you want to start your own business. So I think, you know, confidence and some communication skills, or at least the willingness to put yourself out there. And you know, the third, I mean, a lot of people talk about this. I think it's just persistence. One of the things that really helped me, you know, of course, like a lot of entrepreneurs, I go to seminars, I read books, you know, I try to stay in the conversation, so I'm always moving forward. But one thing that really helped me is it's not so much about setting goals, it's about continuing to do the actions, you know, breaking it down to daily actions. So each day you're working towards whatever results you want or whatever goals you have. So I think those are the top three that I come to my mind as far as what you need to be successful in a business.
Mm-hmm. Confidence, communication skills, persistence. Love what you said about having that communication skills, the ability to articulate your message and your pain points so that you're able to let people know. I mean, the people you're serving, the people you're targeting, you're able to communicate that to them because you are there to solve some problems. You're there to provide a solution to whatever it is, their pain points. And you have to be able to communicate that one so that they know you are the one, the go-to person. You are the expert who can solve their pain points. So, wow, those are huge qualities here that Kathy just shared with us. And the good news is that we can all cultivate and adopt them into our lives and into our business.
Well, and I will add one more thing. I mean, mm-hmm. communication is a two-way street. Mm-hmm. So it is also about listening. It's not just me, you know, telling you a message. It's asking questions, listening to the answers, and perhaps suggesting what you're saying based on what you hear.
Absolutely. I think that is more the other side, really listening, being able to get those feedback from your prospective clients or your customers so that you know how to better serve them as well. Absolutely. All right, let's talk about what happened when you started your journey as an entrepreneur. You know, as entrepreneurs, we face daily challenges that define our being, and to get to those challenges takes a very special person, and our audience wants to know that special person in you. So what have been your biggest challenges building your business, and how have you addressed or overcame those barriers to success that a lot of women entrepreneurs face today?
Oh boy, well, I could probably think of a couple. Just circling back to the communication, I think for me, learning, you know, the articulation of what I bring to the table and learning to listen, I definitely think that was a challenge. And that's why I think the agency work I did was pretty valuable, because sometimes, I would connect with the client right away. We would be totally on the same page. And then I would get clients that, you know, here they were paying the agency all this money, but they weren't listening to me. And I was like, wow, you know, how could you not want to listen to what I had to say? And then I realized, no, I have to build this relationship. And, you know, I'm one of those more introverted people. And I'm a very bottom line, you know, let's just get the results type of person. So that tends to be my focus. I'm very logical. And so I think for me, learning how to build rapport, learning how to build a relationship with clients or perhaps referral partners. For me, that was probably the challenge and the personal development that I needed to go through to get to where I was today. So that's definitely one challenge I can think of to share with your audience.
Love those. And I'm sure a lot of us can relate to these challenges. But the good thing is that when we are sharing these challenges and the lessons that we learned, we are also learning from each other. So let's learn from these challenges that Kathy just shared with us, and especially about the communication, the ability to articulate and being able to spread the message so that our clients are able to get that support, that support from you, especially as an expert on things, but being also the ability to listen to really with your clients, because that is You know, they will tell you what it is that they want to hear or what it is that you want to offer them. And the good thing is that nowadays we have the resources to do really, for example, a quick survey or calling the phone and really talking to them. Because by talking to them, you'll discover many facets of their lives that you can help them with or what you can improve on. I mean, in the beginning, I was so horrified with calling people on the phone.
I know.
I guess because I had this notion in my mind that the cold calling thing, you know, that it's a fear for a lot of us. But once you are on the phone and you really listen to them, tell you what their struggles are, what their challenges are, and knowing that you're able to help them, wow, that really helped me overcome the fear. Because I know I have something that I can offer them. Or if I don't have, I can easily refer them to people. You know, I see them as not as scary as much as I had this misconstrued myth. It's really just a myth. So pick up the phone and call people and really listen to them. Find out what they need. And if you can help them, help them. If not, refer them to somebody else.
Absolutely.
All right. Absolutely. Let's talk now.
It's sometimes when I get stuck in my business, you know, often just going to a networking event or just reaching out to, and, you know, over time as an entrepreneur, you start building, you know, your entrepreneur buddies, because, you know, sometimes it's a bit of a lonely thing. You know, your family doesn't really get what you're doing, or, you know, your friends are all from your old job. And what, you know, sometimes that it's not only about communicating your message and all that, it's just reaching out for support. And that, you know, whenever I kind of feel like I'm really at a wall, reaching out support is one of those things that, you know, because I'm tough. I can do it all by myself. Well, sometimes you just need to reach out and ask for help or just ask for support. And that can really go a long way to getting you motivated to move forward again.
That is so true, especially for our listeners who are like me working from home. It can be really lonesome at times. So really important, especially like what you said, not being surrounded with entrepreneurs. Wow. And especially my family, my mom, I mean, coming from a traditional family, when I told her I was quitting my nursing job for many years and doing entrepreneurship, she had no clue what entrepreneurship is. Like me too, I had to learn everything. So it was really hard, the adjustment, the mental shift. So it's really important to surround ourselves with people that are in the same direction as we are, whether that be online or in local events or local support groups. So amazing to have those possibilities nowadays.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And of course, you know, some of my support comes from Facebook groups. So you just need to kind of start getting out there, going to events, joining discussion groups, you know, whether it's Google Plus or Facebook. And you'll find that there's people out there willing to listen to you and be supportive, and it can go a long way to making the journey a little bit easier.
That is so true. Love it. Now let's talk a little bit about work-life balance, because this is an area that a lot of us are challenged with. So share with our listeners, how do you maintain work-life balance, and what are some of the ways that you accomplish this in the areas of your health, your family, your relationships, and your business?
Yeah, well, to be honest, I'm still working on that one. But, you know, it's because I work out of my house, you know, it is very convenient. I can, you know, take off whenever I want. For me, you know, my schedule usually is that I work in the morning. I mean, both my son and my boyfriend, they have jobs, so they go away. And then my son comes back around 4 because he has an early job. And usually what I do is I'll take off like a couple hours to either go shopping or go do yoga or some kind of physical activity. And then what I might do is in the evening after we have dinner, I'll do a couple more hours of work. So that schedule seems to work really well for me. I think for me, the most important thing is to exercise. if I can exercise at least 3 times a week, that's a good week. And that helps the balance and my mood and everything so much. And one thing that's kind of interesting is I just started running with my boyfriend. He's a runner and I'm really not. So now I run with him once a week. And it's cool because I get to chat with him and all of that. And before he goes off to work, and, you know, and I get one of my exercise days in. So you just have to, you know, you have to just be good with your time. You have to just prioritize, you know, I really just try to prioritize the exercise over everything else, because once your health is gone, you know, it's going to be a struggle to get it back. So for me, that's probably the thing I prioritize the most. And I try really hard not to work on weekends, or especially scheduled things. I might do like some email and that sort of thing. But for me, that's family time. That's when I hang out with my little family. And that really helps, is to have a down day. I know somebody, what she does is she turns off the computer like Friday night, and she doesn't turn it back on until I think Saturday night or Sunday morning. And, you know, that's something I try to do. I try to just take a break, because my work is so, you know, online, computer intensive, is during the weekend I try to take that break where I don't look at, you know, maybe I'll check email once or twice, but, you know, in general, I just don't work or spend more than 15 minutes online one of the days on the weekend. So yeah, exercise and just scheduling those breaks. You know what? You got to schedule them in your calendar, else they don't happen.
Love that. Love scheduling. I mean, yeah, I do that one myself too, because if it's not on my calendar, it's not going to get done. So even just my 5-minute break, I have to put those ones, because otherwise, and be deliberate about it. And I know, as I work from home too, and it's so tempting, it's so easy to skip that. But I agree with what Kathy just shared with us. Your health is the foundation of what we do. I mean, without our health, we won't be able to build this business that we are passionate about. So it's really important to prioritize that. I know it's the last thing that we give time with more often, but it is so counterintuitive. Really important to put your health first. Schedule exercise. Go out with a buddy. Like, for example, with Kathy. She runs with her boyfriend. Have a down day. I love that down day. I should call them a down day now, because, you know, my husband works a 9-to-5 job, and he enjoys, he's one of the very few, he enjoys his job. So what I do is that I wake up with him, and then I try to simulate his time, so that by the time he comes home, I have put in 8 hours already, like same thing as with him, so that I can spend the time, and I try to be off on the weekends when he's off. So I know it's hard, but we have to be deliberate, really, and putting those in the calendar, scheduling them so that we have those downtime, because we need those time to recharge. It's not going to be just go, go, go. We have to have a break. So let's incorporate some of these tips that Kathy just shared with us, and see how it fits in your schedule, how it fits into your lifestyle, and see how it will really benefit you greatly. All right, now I know you've given us a lot of tips already, but I'd love for us to talk about one of the highlights of our show, and that's your advice for other entrepreneurs and those aspiring to be, especially to those who want to follow your footsteps. You obviously got some lessons learned under your belt of experience, so take it back to the past. Say you're going to start all over again as an entrepreneur, and you are in a class with other entrepreneurs who are hungry and thirsty for success, or even for making that first buck. What types of special suggestions or advice and lessons that you learned would you give your fellow entrepreneurs, knowing where you came from and where you're headed at? And if you can boil them down to your top 3 tips or advice, what would those 3 be?
Let's see. Though the first one is, you should pick, a business that's based on some skill set that you already have. I think it's a lot tougher to start a business in a whole new industry, in a whole new field. And you know, even if you don't love your job and you don't love what you do, try to come up with something that leverages your current skill set. Because it's, you know, you're going to have contacts in that industry. You also, if you decide to speak or you know, blog or whatever, you have a bit of credibility because it's work you can point to. Oh, I achieved this. Yeah, I was at my job, but you know, that doesn't matter so much. It matters that you achieve something. So, here's a really quick story. I tried doing network marketing with like a nutritional supplement, and that didn't really work for me very well, you know, and it was just like, you know what, I need to stick with what I know, which is digital marketing, technology, you know, online technology. And, you know, that just works so much better than trying to sell nutritional stuff. I mean, I was seduced. It was like, oh, I really love this stuff. It works great for me. It's great for my health. And, you know, they said, well, if you're passionate about it, you should do this business. And so I tried it and it just didn't work for me. So that would be my advice is try to leverage what you already know when you start a new business. I mean, there's some exceptions to that, but in general, that's one rule. You know, the next thing is, you know, find someone who's further along the path than you are. You know, whether you follow their blog or you have a personal connection with them, find someone who's you can look up to and you can maybe get advice from. So having a model, like a business you're modeling after or a mentor, those can be really helpful because one of the challenges from transitioning from, you know, a job to more of an entrepreneurial mindset is that it's all on you to chart your path. I mean, when you work in a company, there's a structure and there's a direction and there's a roadmap. And maybe, yeah, you know, and when I worked at Sun Microsystems, I had my own roadmap because of what I did, but still it was within a certain structure. And as an entrepreneur, you know, there's all these different directions and you know, if you're modeling your business, like, okay, I'm doing a service business, it's a consulting business and that, you know, so I like to talk to other people who are consultants because I'm more or less modeling my business after a consultancy. So that would be the second thing. Let's see, what's a good third tip? Get educated about marketing, sales, and financial systems. We were just chatting before the broadcast, and I mentioned eMyth. That's a really good book for aspiring entrepreneurs to take a look at. You are going to have to track some of the money flows that go through your business, the cash flow, the expenses. And so, you know, getting educated about how to do marketing, how to do sales, how to do some of the money stuff. And, you know, you can read books, you can go to seminars, you can take a class, all that stuff. You can go visit this folks at SCORE. It's an organization of retired executives. They can maybe help you out. You know, all that, you know, be open to the fact that you are trying to do something new and some education probably will go a long way to get you going where you need to be.
Love those tips that you shared with us. So let me just summarize them again for our listeners. So the first one is to pick a business that leverages your skills. Really important. I mean, I agree with you. It's so much easier if you are starting a business around the skills that you already have and leverage that. It's so much, it really gives you that confidence and shortens your learning curve if you have those skills that you can leverage and you are also passionate about so that you are able to continue doing it day in and day out. The second one is to find someone further along the path that you are, mentoring with others who have been where you want to go. That's so important, especially for listeners out there who are just starting out. I cannot stress enough having a mentor that can show you the path. You know, people that have that are successful with what it is that you want to achieve. Really important to model other success. And lastly, is to get educated with sales, with marketing, and building business in general. Really important. I know sales and marketing. Those two words, these were the scariest words I've ever heard when I started my business. But they are the most important skills and tasks that we have to do as a business owner. So whether you like it or not, and really when you start understanding, because that's what my experience is, when I start understanding sales and marketing is really about getting your message across. Because if you don't do that, people won't find you and you won't be able to serve the people that you want to serve. So look at it in another perspective, not as the myth that we see or that we hear about salespeople or like that. They really are. It's really about getting your point across, your message across, so that you can serve them better. So let's take action on these tips that Kathy just shared with us, and I'll make sure to have them on our show notes. Last but not least, Kathy, share our listeners that one woman out there that you admire the most and why.
Oh, wow, that's a good question. You know, there's a couple, but, you know, Oprah, you know, at first I didn't like her, but then I got to, you know, I started listening to her and she seemed to make a lot of sense. And you've got to admire how, as a businesswoman, you have to admire what she's been able to do. And, you know, I think she just recently got involved with one of the diet firms. I forget which one it is. Weight Watchers or one of those really well-known one. And they were interviewing her and asking her about that. And she goes, and she said, you know, yeah, it's got to be about something that I'm passionate about, something that personally speaks to me, but it also has to be about the numbers. So she just exemplified this really natural balance between making a business decision, but also making a decision from her heart that she believed in the work that was being done. And, you know, I just thought that was just a really nice example of that, because too much you see people who are chasing after something, but the business doesn't really make sense. The numbers don't make much sense. They get emotionally involved. And then you also see the other side where they're just in the money. And it seemed like just the perfect balance between those two sometimes opposing processes. And she just summed it up quite nicely that, you know, well, when I go in and I decide to work with a business, it's both about the numbers, but it's also about whether it speaks to and is aligned with what I am and what I represent to the people out there.
Yes, that is so true. I mean, the more you learn about her life from the very beginning and what she's doing now, the impact that she's doing for a lot of people, such an inspiration. So to Oprah for not just being an inspiration to you, but to all of us here at Today's Leading Women, we salute her. Lastly, Kathy, share our listeners what's one big benefit that they can get with your product or your service, where they can get it, and what's the best way that our listeners can connect with you, and then we'll end from there.
Well, the best way people can connect me is definitely that URL, that /free review at yoursuccessfulwebsite.com. So if you're interested in talking to me, that's because what will happen, and when you go to that form, is you'll sign up, and then you'll be taken to like a booking site where you can just pick a time that works for you. And I mean, what I really try to do with all my clients is I try to get them traffic, and the results. And sometimes, you know, it begins with, well, we need to work on your website so it's set up to receive that traffic properly. And I mean, we could have a long conversation about this, but you know, some sites, the messaging isn't right. They don't really have a way for the prospective customer or client to kind of get engaged with the business. And so all of that stuff needs to be fixed, because if you're just sending traffic to a bunch of web pages that are not engaging, it's just not going to work very well. You're just going to spend time and money that you could have put elsewhere. So I think what I bring to the table is I don't practice a single discipline. I really try to look at it holistically, and I'm also pretty creative in the way I can sometimes approach certain challenges. So you know, what I like to help the person. I mean, some people like to write, some people don't like to write. So I work with clients to really discover their online lead genius, where, you know, where is it that you can shine and where, what's the best channel for you to attract your customers and how can we support that with your online presence?
All right, so that's www.yoursuccessfulwebsite.com/free-review. I highly encourage you, our listeners, to go there now. Take advantage of this free review that Kathy is giving us by going to www.yoursuccessfulwebsite.com/free-review. This is such an awesome benefit and a free session that she's giving us to look at your website and see where she can help you improve so that you can get those traffic. And not only that, identify what kind of online generation tool or what kind of platform. For example, with me, I love podcasting. I love the talking, the part. The writing, oh, I'm really bad at writing. But if she's able to identify your genius side, your genius zone, so that you're able to spread that message more better by choosing that what is your strength is. So really encourage you to take advantage of this free strategy session with Kathy by going to yoursuccessfulwebsite.com/free-review. Again, that website is yoursuccessfulwebsite.com/free-review. Kathy, thank you so much for being so generous in sharing your time, your inspiring story, your expertise, for being a role model to many, and for bringing such a positive energy with our listeners today. Women of the world, including me, appreciate you and wish you more success in business and in your life.
Thank you so much. I'm honored that I had the opportunity to speak to your audience.
Thinking of starting a podcast? Seriously consider starting a podcast of your own, remembering that it will allow you to grow in ways you never imagined. It will grow your email list, your audience, your influence, and your bank account. Go to podcastprofitsystem.com to get started. That's www.podcastprofitsystem.com.
Feeling inspired and empowered to make it happen? Then take the next step and go get your free guide to the top 10 resources that today's leading women use to stay at the top of their game, plus Marie's favorite today. Visit todaysleadingwomen.com/guide for your free download, and we'll see you on the next episode of Today's Leading Women with Marie Grace Berg.